There's something more than sad. An abuse of basic human rights happens when education shuffled from those not born quite right. Driving through all those checkpoints, TV and movies don't show it. Not close to how real. Where do they keep the guns, I wonder? To contain, to show power, as I wave to the guard in the tower. Got your ID, ma'am? Yes, sir, I do. I wouldn't miss this day for anything. Would you? Walking through the gate under coils of razor wire, that slice and dice wire, you'd shred your back if you tried to escape. Past more checkpoints, through more gates. I need to keep your IDs until you all leave. Yes, sir, I understand. My son's finally got his proud day. Right tonight, I keep thinking. Next to the corridors travels the sound of so many prison voices, so many men's voices, and a voice of the pimp's lady, too. She could have been loved like an angel, but her self-worth got knocked down to only total flesh. For the drugs she studied instead, the heroin and crack she craved to do. Voices that bounce off cold white cinder block, hideous speckled brick walls, such long endless corridors, sounds that end and die there on the surface of shiny concrete floors. Voices through steel bars that bounce off a few more doorways to the chapel with the neon fake stars, where Amazing Grace a cappellas to a Hispanic hanging Christ on this most special of evenings, on this most special of graduation days. Don't let it bother you that there's lockdown in Baker 3. Voices all blend to become an identity of their own. Sounds of voices suppressed. Listen closely, very closely. Do you hear the abandoned hopes of a young vocalist? Yet in the refuge of the air-conditioned chapel, there smiles that grown, at-risk child. He's cracking jokes. He's found his art. No more hiding or pretending. He learned to use the sound mixing board with style. He's doing such a damn good job mixing sound on that mixing board with his two turntables and a microphone stand, because it's time. He's feeling proud. He's feeling grand. The graduates and their families hold their heads up with pride and dignity. They accomplished nothing. That became something. Despite that orange jumpsuit pant leg still visible from underneath the gown of blue satin, the orangeness of this cotton says, loser, fuck up. But tonight there is great accomplishment and broken and unbroken good cheer to temporarily silence. But if you weren't bad, you wouldn't be here. The orange coarse material that covers the truth of the matter? Somehow, somewhere, somebody did make a bad decision. It's all in his file. Hey, but somebody else shortchanged a once upon a time deserving child.